Egypt's interior ministry has declared a state of alert after protesters stormed the Israeli embassy in the capital, Cairo. Heavy clashes broke out between security forces and the protesters. At least three people were killed and hundreds were injured. The Israeli ambassador has reportedly fled to Cairo. The U.S. has tightened security ahead of the 9/11 anniversary. Authorities warned that Al-Qaeda is behind, quote, a credible threat of an attack targeting New York and Washington, D.C. They say the intelligence comes from documents seized during the raid on Osama bin Laden's Pakistan compound in May. Former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has defended his decision to support Washington in the war in Afghanistan. He said he had refused to cooperate. Pakistan would have had to face off both the U.S. and India. Musharraf added that his refusal would have meant the violation of Pakistan's sovereignty. Iran's Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi has wrapped up his visit to Ecuador. There he met with the Ecuadorian president. The two sides signed several agreements. Quito and Tehran reaffirmed their commitment to foster diplomatic and economic ties. Rahimi visited Cuba on the first leg of his Latin American tour. Latin American bloc of nations, ALBA, has condemned NATO's actions in Libya. The group, comprised of Venezuela, Cuba, Bolivia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, and several Caribbean islands, also warned against a similar campaign in Syria. ALBA foreign ministers held talks in Venezuela's capital of Caracas. Libyan revolutionaries are clashing with supporters of fugitive leader Muammar Gaddafi inside the town of Bani Walid. Witnesses say the attack was provoked by Gaddafi forces firing of Grad rockets from inside Bani Walid. The city and three other loyalist-held towns were given till Saturday to surrender. In Greece, thousands of uniformed officers have taken to the streets of the northern city of Thessaloniki to protest the government's harsh austerity measures. Officers from the police, Coast Guard, and fire services joined the demonstration. The protesters said they're struggling to feed their families due to the government's harsh cuts. 11 people, mostly young students, have drowned after their ferry sank in a river in central China. There were 45 people on board the vessel when the accident happened. Rescuers are still searching for three missing passengers. The students were returning home for a traditional Chinese holiday.